ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to your Commissioners' Court meeting for May 10th, 2010. We will begin our meeting with an invocation led by Commissioner Alfred, and the Pledge of Allegiance will be led by Commissioner Arnold. Will you stand?
If you don't mind, would you please bow your heads? Lord, we come before you asking that you give us your divine wisdom. Lord, we ask that you lead and guide this court in the right direction, do the right thing for the citizens of our county. Not only this court, but every entity, governmental entity in Jefferson County. Lord, we ask that you provide that wisdom and guidance around those families that have loved ones away. Help you take care of them until those loved ones come back. Lord, we ask this in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Please join me in the pledge. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Take the items under purchasing. Item A, receive and file bids for IFB for bridge replacement project on Boondocks Road at North Fork of Taylor's Bayou. Item B, receive and file bids for IFB or bridge replacement project at Humble Camp Road at Hildebrandt Bayou. Item C, award IFB or the bridge replacement on Boondocks Road in the amount of $452,311.95. Item D, award IFB for bridge replacement on Humble Camp Road at Hildebrandt to Tom Mack in the amount of $1,015,877.58. On item C, who was that bid to from? Oh, I see it. I just overlooked it. I'm sorry, for APAC. Item E, consider and possibly approve Motorola Service Annual Agreement for the Countywide 800 MHZ Radio System in the amount of $199,358.88. It's in accordance with HGAC Agreement ILA 93-358. Item F, considering possibly approve an auction for surplus property as authorized by the government code to Horns Auction Inc. This auction is scheduled for Saturday, June the 5th, 2010 at 9 o'clock. Is there a motion on these items? Have a motion and a second. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. The ayes have it. It's unanimous. County Commissioners, item A, consider and possibly encourage all citizens Jefferson County to participate in the 2010 census, which is still ongoing. Item B, receive and file executed order closing the Cragen Road Bridge at the North Fork of Taylor's Bayou. Item C, consider and possibly enter an order, I guess I should say, for banning burning in the unincorporated areas of Jefferson County. Item D, consider and possibly approve a proclamation recognizing May the 10th through the 14th, 2010 as ARC, ARC Awareness Week. Item E, consider and possibly adopt a proclamation in recognition of the unique significance of the travel and tourism industry that it has on the lives of the citizens of our city, and proclaim the week of May 8th through May 16th, 2010 as National Tourism Week. Have a motion on that. Have a second on that. Discussion on any of those items. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. The ayes have it. One of the commissioners will read the proclamation regarding the ARC Awareness Week. And I understand Ms. Cindy Bludgeworth is present to speak. Would you like to come up? Bring whoever.
Well, we want to thank you all for taking time to acknowledge ARC Awareness Week with us. Part of the ARC's mission is to create better public awareness about the challenges that people with disabilities face living in our community. So this is a very important endeavor to us. One thing that I've discovered is that average citizens, I'm talking like people who are my family, my friends, my neighbors, my colleagues, believe that when my son aged out of the public school system, that there would be a natural progression of supports and services that would be available to him. As a matter of fact, I naively believed that myself until that day happened. And we realize at the ARC that a community unaware is a community unable to respond to these needs. So ARC Awareness Week is our effort to create consciousness about the challenges that members of the ARC face every day. In Southeast Texas, there are over 6,000 residents affected by intellectual and developmental disabilities. And every year, 11% of students graduating from our local schools are leaving special education programs. And where do they go and what do they do? The challenges they face are numerous: safe housing, supported employment, socialization, recreation, transportation, access to medical care are things that every parent of an adult child has to concern ourselves with. So at the ARC, we're working to try to bridge the gap in these services, and part of that work involves being an effective advocate for our loved ones who cannot speak for themselves, effective advocates for ourselves as we struggle with long-term care issues for our loved ones, and effective advocates for our fellow community members who hand-in-hand bear with us the burdens that won't be met elsewhere. The ARC's carefully watching the sweeping reforms taking place across this country. Many of these reforms will change the way services for the disabled will be managed and delivered. We know that public policy set at the federal and state levels ultimately play out in local communities. So our careful watch and our concerted effort are meant for us all. And we thank you today for your leadership in helping us create the awareness that's needed in our community. Thank you.
Thank you.
And also, Friday, Connie Such is going to hand out invitations, and we hope you'll join us. Friday, we will celebrate the end of our week with an annual dinner and a style show. All of our models in our style show are members of the ARC who have disabilities. Dillard's is sponsoring the style show for us. It's a lovely affair, and this is your invitation. If you can join us, we certainly hope you will. It's going to be a great time.
Hey, thank Commissioner, you want to read the resolution?
Whereas the ARC of Greater Beaumont is a nonprofit organization committed to creating opportunities for people with intellectual and developmental disabilities to be included in their communities throughout Southeast Texas, the ARC offers the following services for individuals with developmental disabilities: parent networking and support, ARC summer day camps, fun and fitness events, ARC Adult Social Club and self-advocacy, and special projects, and whereas 6,000 residents with developmental and cognitive disabilities who choose to live in Southeast Texas often have unmet needs in areas of housing, socialization, transportation, employment, and related needs. Whereas the ARC of Greater Beaumont strives to bridge the gap in services, advocate for sound and public policy, and promote awareness and understanding of the disability community, now therefore be resolved that the Commissioners Court of Jefferson County does hereby proclaim the week of May 10th through 14th, 2010 ARC Awareness Week, and offer best wishes and support for a successful educational campaign effort and a celebratory event of the ARC's Celebrity Style Show and Dinner on Friday, May 14th, 2010, the Commissioners Court of Jefferson County.
Thank you, sir. And we also have a proclamation regarding the tourism, National Tourism Week. Commissioner Arnold.
Thank you, Judge. We do have several guests in the audience today that represent the best of tourism for Southeast Texas, and I'd like for all of you or some of you to come to the podium at this time if you'd like to. And oh, bearing goodies too. I like that. Okay, let me read the proclamation, Kathy, and then whomever is going to speak, follow up. This is the 27th National Tourism Week designation. Whereas travel is at the heart of America's economic and national security and generates millions of jobs and billions of dollars in taxes and is a vital resource in improving America's image around the world. And whereas the travel and tourism industry contributes substantially to Jefferson County's employment, economic prosperity, international trade and relations, and goodwill. And whereas travel is one of America's largest service exports and largest employers, accounting for more than 7.5 million direct travel-generated jobs and generates $111 billion in tax revenue for local, state, and federal governments, which saves each household more than $950 in taxes annually. And whereas we all benefit from travel and tourism because it substantially enhances our personal growth and education while promoting understanding and appreciation of the country's geography, history, and culture. In recognition of the unique significance of travel and tourism industry has on the lives of the citizens of Jefferson County, now therefore the Commissioners Court of Jefferson County does hereby proclaim the week of May the 8th through the 16th, 2010, as the 27th National Tourism Week in Jefferson County, Texas, and urges all citizens to recognize and observe this week with appropriate ceremonies and activities. Signed this day by yours, Judge Walker, and the Commissioners of Jefferson County.
Thank you so much. If anyone doesn't know, I'm Kathy Hughes. I'm out at the Jefferson County Facility for Tourism, which is the Ben J. Rogers Regional Visitor Center, and we have got some great partners with us today. We've got Elizabeth and Dean and Stephanie, all from the Beaumont Convention and Visitor Bureau, and Craig from the Port Arthur Convention and Visitor Bureau. We have great partners in our area. For years and years, we would people that were involved in tourism would watch these millions of cars that drove down I-10 every day, and we always wanted to know, how can we get them to stop in Beaumont, get a little taste of what we have so that they'll come back and spend their money in our neck of the woods, right? Just think about it. You'd be paying almost $1,000 more in taxes a year if it wasn't for the tourism industry. So that's why we're here, and really we're blessed to have this job and be able to share all the wonderful things that Jefferson County has to do with the visitors coming in from out of the area. I know we've got some other good things, so I'm going to let everybody else share. But just thank you so much for your support in Jefferson County for tourism.
I'd just like to reiterate that Judge Walker and commissioners, you do a great job, and we appreciate the support. Our new regional visitors guide just came out with the funds that you appropriated. There's 125,000 of these that'll be passed out throughout the year. And we feel this is actually our very, very top marketing piece. And this isn't all about Beaumont, but it's in the entire county. We've learned to work very well together, and we appreciate all the support you give us.
We've got some for each of the members of the court, and we're also going to leave some out for the attendees here, if you'd like any.
Did y'all go through security?
They tried to steal them.
Hey, Dean. Dean.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you. Oh, thanks, sweetie. Oh, yeah. Hey, buddy.
Thank you.
All right. I need to, hey, man, thank you. I need to visit with you. We are losing.
Thank you, thank you.
Unbelievable amount of tourism.
I know, I put my laptop in there, okay.
And I have to add, the mugs that we gave out to Commissioner's Court are mugs that we give out to the bus drivers that come through. I have to say, mostly for the casino groups, but they take other groups around. And we give those to them, and it's got our exit numbers on them. So any way that we can market to people outside the area to bring more people in, we're going to do that. But thank you.
Thank you all for being here today.
Yes. Got more than y'all did. Yeah, live it up. County Airport. County Airport. A, receive and file TxDOT routine airport maintenance program. RAMP grant amendment number 2. Number M020BMPTA for the Southeast Texas Regional Airport to expand the scope of the grant to include hangar repairs.
So move.
Have a motion, second, discussion. Mm-hmm. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed say no. Ayes have it, it's unanimous. County Auditor, item A, consider and approve budget amendment for the Sheriff's Department to replace supplies and equipment, $2,346. Item B, consider and approve budget amendment for general services. That's a Blackboard Connect service. That is $4,473. Item C, receive and file financial and operating statements for the month ending March 31st, 2010. Item D, regular county bills, check number 338704 through check number 338988. Is there a motion on these?
So moved.
Motion and a second. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. Ayes have it, it's unanimous. County Treasurer, receive and file investment schedule for April 2010, including the year-to-date total earnings on county funds. Do we have a motion on that? Do we have a second?
I'll second.
Have a motion and a second. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Next is the Dispute Resolution Center, item A. Consider and possibly approve a resolution or grant application for Jefferson County Dispute Resolution Center for the Jefferson County Shared Parenting Solutions Program. Do we have a motion for that?
Second.
Motion and a second. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. Ayes have it, it's unanimous. Juvenile Probation Department, item A, consider and possibly approve the application and accompanying resolution for the Juvenile Accountability Block Grant in the amount of $25,918 and a cash match of $2,879.78. The cash match will be made using probation fees at no cost to the county. This grant has been received for several years and is used to continue intensive supervision of juvenile probation services. Is there a motion on that?
I'll move for approval.
Have a motion and a second, discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. Ayes have it, it's unanimous. And finally, the Sheriff's Department. Item A, consider and possibly approve authorization of the Regional Crime Labs application for the 2010 Paul Coverdale Forensic Science Improvement Grant. This is a fully funded NIJ grant request in the amount of $55,000 and requires no cash match from the county.
Move for approval.
Have a motion and a second, discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. The ayes have it, it's unanimous. Is there anything further, members of the court?
Yes, I want to bring to the attention this weekend, the Cheeks Volunteer Fire Department, with the funding that they received from the Bush Clinton Fund, they have sweat equity and build and put their fire department building back up, and they are having a little invite to the community and letting people know about it and that they're up and going to a great degree. They have set up all their trains and also it will be this Saturday starting at 10:30 a.m. Through the day. It's free barbecue and the trimming, so I wanted to make sure I made that announcement.
Hey, thank you, sir.
Judge, I'd just like to remind everybody that's on the Emergency Power Committee that we will be having a meeting upon adjournment of the court here in the courtroom.
Okay. Trish, am I on that committee? I guess I'll meet. Is there anything else? Thank y'all for coming. We adjourn.